Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today as we go forth in our Blog Talk encouragement on Favor Life, the process of there, where we are encouraged in our walk of faith. We are encouraged in the process of there. We're encouraged in what God is doing in our lives and how he's making us and shaping us for his glory. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in that place. Encouraged in knowing that God has a plan for your life, a purpose for your life, and that his will is going to be done. When God chooses an individual, a family, or a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. He moves them. He shapes them. He pours into them. He lets them see who he is. And as he shows himself strong and mighty, as he shows himself as the I am of their life, they are changed. Line upon line, precept upon precept, glory, glory, height, height, depth to depth. Because they believe God and they trust in him and they know that his will for their life is perfect. When God gets ready to do a work in our lives, we have to trust him and we have to believe him. That favor place is favor with God and man. God gives us favor with him and he gives us favor with man. And no matter who they are or where they are, when it's moving in the alignment of his will for our lives, he makes them do, or he causes them to do, what they thought they never would, because he's God Almighty. That their place is that process, that place where God takes us and he makes us and he molds us, and we are not stiff-necked as Israel was to his hand or his movement. We're submitted unto him, and as we submit unto him, we see the demonstration of his power. Abraham was in a their place. God was causing him to go from the place where he told him to leave to the place where he called him. And as he moved in what God said, that their place, he moved in faith. He moved in growth. He moved in trusting God and developing. He moved knowing that God was faithful because God showed him what no one else could show him concerning not only his life, but the future generations and what he's going to do. That place also is that place where God causes us to triumph and move into the territory and the land that he's given to us. And he marks it. And we build memorials because he's making us and he's shaping us in the process. The Bible lets us understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ, seeing what he saw, looking into heaven and seeing what God showed him in the stars, the generations, but also Jesus Christ coming in to fulfill all that man could never do and restoring them back unto the Father in an everlasting covenant. The Bible says if we believe, then we will have not only the salvation that comes through Jesus Christ, but also the blessings of Abraham. So these things are ours because of Jesus Christ. So our favor life, the process of there, is everything that God is going to do, and through the covenant of his will and his word, he's going to call to happen in our life. In this 15-minute empowerment, I'm going to encourage you, and we're going to talk a little bit about victory. We're going to talk about victory because victory belongs to us. It belongs to us through Jesus Christ. We are fighting from the victory that Jesus Christ has already won, not trying to fight for victory, but from the victory that he's already won for us, that is ours. And we stand knowing that the comprehensive rule of God is that which we stand and proclaim. We stand and decree, we pray, and know that it is so because God says so, regardless of the circumstances and the situation. We speak by faith. Our faith is the title deed of the substance of the things that we hope for, the evidence of things not even seen, but yet we call them into existence by our faith, by our decree, knowing that it is so because God has said it, God has commanded it and commissioned it. Therefore, as we speak, as we proclaim, as we move in that, God causes us to triumph and win for his glory. Excuse me. He causes us to move in the place where we see greater and greater and more and more. As we look at the scriptures today, we're going to look at David. Excuse me. We're going to look at David, and we're going to look at his life, and we're going to look at the victory of his life. There are many times that we go through so many things that we forget when we get to certain places about the victory. And we forget about the victory that is ours through Christ Jesus. We forget sometimes because we've been in such a long battle and such a long fight that we're always in war mode. We're always in fight mode. We're always in spiritual warfare. We're always in that place. And God has to remind us that he gave David a place of rest when it came to fighting. He gave him seasons of rest. And we have to understand that God will give us the same thing. He will give us seasons of rest when we're in battle for such a long time. He will cause us to know that the battle, first of all, is not ours, it's his, and that he's going to work it out for our good, and he's going to turn it around. When we look at 1 Samuel, and we look at David's life, when he first fought a giant, and we see that he is a giant killer, and he's the first to have fought a giant and killed a giant. So when we see him as a person who is brave and a person who's going forth. And he says in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, he says, "Don't worry about this Philistine," David told Saul. "I'll go and fight him." And when Saul tries to ridicule him on that, he goes back and he gives him his resume, because he saw him as a boy and he saw him as someone not capable. And there are many times that circumstances and situations and even people will try to say that you're not qualified, that you're not able to go in and fight and win. But greater is the God in you than he that is in the world. And when God has given you the power to overcome, you overcome. When God has strengthened you to go into the battle, he strengthened you knowing that the battle is already won and that you're going forth in his name in faith, knowing that the outcome will be in your favor. And so David goes in and he lets him understand and know about his resume. He said that when I was caring for my father's sheep, when a lion and a bear came to steal the lamb from the flock, for his father's, he was caring for something that was not his, but his father's. But he took on the responsibility of saying that I'm not going to let anything happen in this because this is my father's and I want to please him. And that is the mindset he took with God. He wanted to please God, and he wasn't going to allow anything to stop him from pleasing God. Even when he made mistakes, he ran to God, and he ran to him knowing that he was going to find a favor. He was going to find forgiveness and mercy. And many times when we begin to move and we begin to go forth, there are things that are trying to make us believe that we can't do it because of failures and because of mistakes. But you have to know that when God has already commanded the victory, that victory is yours, regardless of the circumstances. God is going to make it work for your good and in your favor. David lets him understand and know that he was there caring for his father's sheep, and he killed the lion and the bear. This is the same qualifications that let him understand and know, because God was the one who helped him win the battle. He lets him understand and know, let Saul understand and know, you're going to see this Philistine today fall. You're going to see him fall, and you're going to see him because God has already commanded it. When Goliath begins to talk to David and taunt him, David says, "You're not only talking about me, but you're talking about my God. And because you're talking about my God and you're talking about his people and you're trying to say something against my God and his people, God himself has joined the fight." When the enemy begins to talk about your God, when he begins to say your God is not strong enough, your God can't do anything, your God is weak, then God joins the fight so that he can shut the mouth of the mocker. And David has this victory and several victories that he shares. When we go to 2 Samuel Second Samuel, the 8th chapter. This whole chapter talks about the victories of David. Because he wanted to please God, he had victory after victory after victory. And it says here, it says that in the 15th verse of the 8th chapter, it says, so David reigned over all of Israel and did what was just and right for all the people. And when you have that heart and that mind, all you know is to war until you make it right, until you make it look like what God says, until every enemy is defeated. But you also have to understand that God will give you a season of rest from war, and he has to remind you to look at the victories. David looks at the victories of all that God has given to him, and there are many victories that God has given to us that we have to go back and remember. We have to go back and look at. We have to go back and choose to celebrate again, especially when we're facing something or we'll face something in the future that we know is going to happen because we see the handwriting on the wall. We see what the enemy is attempting to do. We have to go back and encourage ourselves in our most holy faith and the battles that we have won and the victory that we have in Christ Jesus that lets us understand we've been made more than conquerors. The enemy doesn't want you to be that. He doesn't want you to know your place or your authority in Christ and what you have, that you have this because of Jesus Christ, and that God will let you remember your victories so that you can celebrate and give him thanks and know that even though something else might be ahead, and you might be in your season of rest. Your season of rest is not just doing anything. It's that celebration. It's preparing for the next time. It's allowing God to enjoy the places that he's caused you to triumph, that you're sitting back and you're remembering the greatness of God, the faithfulness of God, the goodness of the Lord, that you're remembering how he brought you through and what he did in your life, the doors that he opened, the ways that he made, the enemies that he defeated, the ones he silenced, the ones that he made scatter before you. He's letting you see the territory that you've gained in the natural, in the spirit. And as you're preparing yourself, always remember that if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, then you wouldn't have this victory that you're celebrating. But thanks be unto God who causes you to triumph and win. Thanks be unto God who causes you to move. Thanks be unto God who causes you to win over and over and over and over again, knowing that as you do, God will get the glory out of your life. God will get the glory out of you, and he will cause you to move, and regardless of how the enemy will try to hit you or make you feel a certain way, the Lord is on your side. And because he's on your side, because he's with you, because he's on your side, that victory that you have will come again and again and again. It's not a one-time victory. It's a victory that could come over and over again. Why? Because our God triumphs always. He continues to triumph. Everything we read from Genesis to Revelation lets us know that God will always win. He will always triumph. And the final things that we see in the book of Revelation show us how great our God is. And because we're heirs and joint heirs, that belongs to us. So just like you celebrated how God has let you win, and we see David's victories, and we see how he triumphed, and he was the first giant killer. Whatever it is that God has allowed you to be the first in your battles to win, whether it's in your family, in your marriage, with your children, on your job, with the business, he's letting you understand, if I brought you through this, and even though you've been in a lot of battles, I'm going to give you rest, but celebrate. Enjoy this place as you prepare, knowing that the same way that he brought you through all these other battles, he will bring you through the future battles, and you will win because our God triumphs always and continuously throughout all eternity, and we are his, and he is ours, and that victory belongs to us too. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith Your Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call of destiny and purpose of God. Know that you've been made more than a conqueror, that you are a conqueror, and you win. Know that God is for you, and he's more than the whole world against you. Until the next time, be blessed. Understand that you have to.